this is KYW's Dave Urem. I'm here with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, once again as we have another chat leading up to the Eagles' big game in Landover, Maryland with the Redskins. It's a Friday morning, Merrill, so what are your keys to the game?
All right, number one, forget about the Bears and the Vikings. Focus only on what you can control. Come out on fire and stifle Adrian Peterson and the Redskins' offense. Put together long touchdown-producing drives that will build the kind of lead that has the Redskins packing their bags at halftime. Number two, Josh Johnson will not remind anyone of Sonny Jurgensen or, for that matter, of Joe Theismann, but he is athletic. He has a decent arm and he can run. Keep him in the pocket, apply pressure, and create interceptions. And number three, if this turns out to be the final game of Darren Sproles' marvelous career, give him one more chance to amaze us. Throw the blocks it takes to spring him and cherish the memory as he disappears into the end zone.
Merrill, you love you some Mighty Mouse. That is something I look forward to every week, a potential Darren Sproles big play so you can have a great Mighty Mouse call. So yesterday at the coordinators' meetings, Merrill, you asked two questions that stood out to me. One about Josh Johnson, who you just spoke about, and the other about Ryan Kerrigan. And hearkening back to your first key, we've been talking so much about the Bears-Viking games this week that we kind of forgot that the Eagles are playing the Redskins and there's other players on the Redskins. So you talked about Josh Johnson, but what else should we know about the Redskins?
Well, we talk about Ryan Kerrigan. He's one of the most disruptive defensive players in the National Football League, and we all know what he has done to the Eagles in the past. Come up with a big hit, a big fumble-producing sack. He's done so many things over the years that he is somebody you have to be aware of. The way that you went into the Houston game and were worried about J.J. Watt, and they really took care of Watt. It was Clowney that hurt them on a couple of occasions. You go into the Rams game, there was a guy by the name of Aaron Donald, and they took care of him. It's the same thing with Ryan Kerrigan. Take care of Ryan Kerrigan. They used to tell me years ago that the Eagles would plan everything when they played the Giants around Lawrence Taylor. Mm. They had to really account for him on every snap, and it's the same thing when you have another premier defensive guy like Kerrigan.
You know, Merrill, after the Saints lost, myself and a lot of other people wrote this team off. I'm no football expert, but a lot of football experts wrote this team off. Did you expect to be calling a meaningful game in Week 17 after that Saints loss?
Well, the Saints loss didn't do it to me, because the Saints loss, I figured that can happen. Teams get on a roll, things mushroom out of control. The game that I was really disappointed in, and not just from an Eagles standpoint, because the Eagles actually played well, was the Dallas game. I ended the Dallas game by saying, for all practical purposes, that ends the Eagles' playoff hopes. Mm-hmm. Never did I believe that they would go back and beat the Rams in Los Angeles, then follow that up with the win against Houston. So yeah, I was pretty much out of it after the Dallas game. But once they beat the Rams, I felt there was a pretty good way that this team could wiggle back into it.
And I know you're saying don't think about the Bears-Vikings game as your first key, but how are you feeling about Sunday overall?
Not bad. Not bad, because remember, we spoke about this. I went to that stadium, went to the Link on the last day of the 2008 season when you needed five things, mm-hmm. five games to go their way, and they all did. All the Eagles are asking for is one game to go their way. And it wouldn't even be that much of an upset. I think the Bears are a better team than the Vikings. So if the Bears play all out, and I think they will throughout much of that game, I think there's a pretty decent chance that next week we'll be talking about the playoffs.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear your broadcast on Sunday. You, Mike, and Howard, you always deliver the drama, Merrill. That is the one thing that is guaranteed for Sunday. Thanks for your time and enjoy the weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
That was the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.